And much like the Passion and Rules, another great segment on Morning Sedition grew out of some conversations we had with one of our producers. One day we're in the studio, right before the show, our associate producer, Brendan P.W. McDonald, walked in with a Snickers bar. And get this, it was the first Snickers bar he had ever eaten. If he had eaten a Snickers bar previous to this, he would have died.
Yeah.
It turned out that he just, for some reason, outgrew a lifelong peanut allergy, and he was going crazy, just like going nuts with peanut experimentation, much like I experimented with drugs when I could. Unfortunately, I was never allergic to drugs. So we sat him down in front of the mic, and you know, basically just to tell us about his exploration of peanut products. And Passman was in the studio as well to celebrate. And here it is. Have a listen.
Let's celebrate Brendan's newfound freedom from his peanut allergy now. So you're going to go to the ball game and you're going to be able to proudly say,
yeah,
I have some peanuts.
I never realized. Every day I'm figuring out new things that I can eat.
How long have you not been able to eat peanuts?
All my life.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
No Snicker bars for you in Halloween.
No, just now. Today was the first Snicker. That Snickers you saw me eating?
Yeah.
That was the first Snickers I ever had in my life.
It's great. Right. You know,
well, but as I was saying to you, I had a problem with it.
Oh, really?
Because the like the first thing I ate was a jar of honey roasted peanuts.
Yeah.
And I freaked out. It was so good. And then I got that Snickers bar today, and the nuts were not. Like, it tasted like something was mealy about them.
They're a little off the nuts in the same way.
I was anticipating something great, and the same thing happened with the Reese's peanut butter.
Well, but Reese, you'll start to appreciate that just because it says peanut doesn't mean that has any
right.
relation
well,
to
like,
the
peanut. Well, like, the chunky peanut butter, like, that blew my mind.
Did you get the feeling that you were cheating death at some point?
Dude, I put my whole fist in it. No, and I came in before, and you guys were running out of time. You had to go back to the show, and I wanted to know, like, what kind of good peanut type things I should eat, because I have so many options.
You gotta get some of those things they roast on the street, because those
oh,
are
yeah. no
those
man are no really no good. No don't uh-huh. get those. They roast that stuff in bacon fat, man. Can't you smell it?
Now I really want it.
So after hearing that, you can see why we would want to know what it's like to wake up from a lifelong peanut coma. I'll say it again. He went nuts for peanuts. He went nuts. This should be a commercial. Nuts for peanuts. I'm silly. Well, let's hear another segment of PW celebrating his freedom from the peanut allergy. Do you know what time it is, you guys? Do you know what time it is? Does anybody know what time it is?
It's peanut butter jelly time! Peanut butter jelly time! Peanut butter jelly time! Way-yay.
There you go. That's it. That's what time it is. Let me explain to you what's going on. It means that our associate producer, Brendan P.W. McDonald, is in the studio. As some of our listeners may know, a life-threatening allergy had kept P.W. from eating peanuts until about a month ago. Now he is free of his peanut ailment, and as he explores the magical world of peanuts, he joins us to bring us hope, adventure, and the latest entry of the Peanut Diaries. But first, I think we need to get a little background. What is a peanut allergy, Brendan?
Well, guys, I mean, as some of you may know, 1.5 million Americans suffer from a peanut allergy.
That many?
Yeah, and it's responsible for 15,000 emergency room visits a year. So let's lay on the table here the severity of what we're talking about. This is no laughing matter, right?
I knew a kid when I was growing up who had an almond allergy and ate one and almost like choked.
Right, now I still have that.
You do?
Yeah, it's two separate allergies.
So you're not free yet.
I'm free of the peanuts, but it's an entirely separate allergy. And some people might not know this, but peanuts are not exactly nuts. They're part of the legume family.
Ooh,
and legume.
Marty.
Wait a minute, isn't that beans?
Yeah, it's from the it's a pea, you know, and
right.
I had to know this stuff, you know, since I was a very small child, because you know, you go to parties and stuff, and kids are having, like, you know, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and stuff, and you can't touch that.
But did your parents have to, like, you know, hold up, like, almonds and go, evil?
No. In fact, one time...
A can of Skippy, bad!
One time when I was in a supermarket, you know those, like, big, 10-gallon barrels that they'd fill with peanuts,
and
just scoop them out?
Yeah.
Well, I grabbed one and was, like, started playing with it.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't even going to eat it, and I just broke out all over my body in hives.
Get out.
Yeah,
how old were you?
Probably about 2 years old.
Oh, my God.
And that was, like, the first indication was, like, no, don't let the kid eat that. And I was allergic to everything.
Guys, a weird question, though. Like, because you know that Lionel, the lion-faced boy? the famous circus freak.
Yeah.
Apparently, the story goes that when his mother was pregnant with him, she watched his father be eaten by a lion or mauled or something. Is there any chance?
There is truth. The lion man is not true, but there is truth to the idea that it happens in infancy.
Was your mom like pelted with peanuts?
No, but she probably ate. It's all about proteins.
Okay.
And if you are nursing when there's a certain amount of proteins being fed into your body. You will counteract the amino acids that you need to fend off the allergy. Uh-huh. And what must have happened was my mother had, you know, I don't know that she was like, you know, going on a bender of peanuts or
right.
anything, but she ate enough food that basically killed off the amino acids in my body that I needed to counteract the peanut protein.
Maybe when she was pregnant, she was like, I need peanut butter. Like, because they have the weird food thing. I know that my mother smoked and drank when she was pregnant, and I became a compulsive alcoholic addict to cigarettes.
Well, wait, let me write that down, because I got to see what the next stage of this cure is here. If that happens, then we know we're in trouble.
How did that happen? How did the cure happen? You've had this all your life. Hmm. When did you suddenly know that it wasn't a problem anymore?
Well, I had been to a doctor about 2 years ago, and he was like, you should go to an allergist to get that checked out. So naturally, I didn't go. But I was like curious enough to like take a little taste of peanut butter, and like it was felt a little better. And then like I wasn't getting the reaction that
was
I was
like
getting.
Bungee jumping
though? Oh, absolutely. That was like, it should have been on like Faces of Death 6.
When you were
video.
Sitting there with that spoon of peanut butter knowing, I can die
yeah.
right now.
Well, what I did was then I laid it on a piece of bread
yeah.
and like was slowly taking bites and like thinking like maybe I'll
did your fiance
take a little...
go, don't kill yourself?
No, I was all alone. I was all alone because I didn't want anybody to like stop me, to intervene, be like, don't eat that. So I did it and it was starting to feel a little lousy from it. You get like a little bit of like a swelling in the back of your mouth.
So I
just stopped. I have like drugs and pen and shots and stuff to take in case it gets out of hand.
Did you have pills? Is it like a syringe
on
the
ready.
Table?
Yeah, I had it at the ready.
That's
the way
if you got a slice of bread with peanut butter on it, a syringe and some pills
yeah.
and a phone. So I'm going in.
Yeah.
I'm going in.
It was. There was a scene in Platoon that reminded me kind of what was
Lord
going on.
Hammers. What did George Washington Carver do?
Did you put camo on and like you have a headband? Like,
I'm
yeah,
going in.
I turned on the doors and I came up out of the water and just grabbed the peanut butter. So I was doing for a couple of years. I was slowly trying to taste
yeah.
and see. And the doctor, most recently, I went to an allergist about 6 months ago, and he told me that was actually helping. That I was building up an immunity to it.
Right.
And if I kept going at small stages like that,
yeah.
that I would be able to to outgrow it, and that's what happened.
Let's talk about, I know that some people have reached out, you know, some listeners have asked for your help now that we brought this up.
I got an email from one of our listeners.
Let's do it after the break, because we need to know more about, these are the Peanut Diaries, ladies and gentlemen. This is important stuff, Air America Radio.
Mark Maron and Mark Riley, Morning Sedition on Air America Radio.
Yes, Mark Maron here with Mark Riley.
Hi.
On Morning Sedition, Air America Radio. We're talking to Brendan P.W. McDonald,
one of our
producers here, who is... can we hear that silly song again just for a second? Just for a second, Kalo? I just hear the silly...
Peanut butter jelly time! Peanut butter
That's crazy.
Jelly time,
jelly time. And can I say how hilarious it was in the break when,
yeah.
like, all three of you were like, you got to try peanut chunk ice cream with working fiber nuts.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Well, we talked about peanut butter cup ice cream, which is a Ben & Jerry's thing, which is peanut butter ice cream with peanut butter cups in it. And then there's the Baskin & Robbins does a peanut butter ice cream, I think. But then Kayla reminded me of the Häagen-Dazs. And then I thought of the chocolate Häagen-Dazs with the peanut butter in it. That stuff, two teaspoons of that.
I can't wait to be so fat.
You're hot.
Great.
You're one of those guys that
you're not going to gain a pound.
I've watched you eat. It takes you like 2 hours to get through a sandwich. I'm like, then what's wrong with that guy? Would you get on board?
No, he doesn't eat slow, that's all.
I know, but you're supposed to. It's supposed to be good for you. But me, I blast through stuff. I can't. It's like my enjoyment is completely relative to my pacing. Because people are like, why don't you savor it? I'm not one of those people. I just want to stuff my mouth full of it.
Right. That apple sitting right there doesn't stand a chance.
No, that apple getting, right there is
it's going to get decimated in about 3 seconds.
Well, that's the problem with the new health thing I'm on, is that, like, you know, I can plow through the apple and the baby carrots and still it's not going to be satisfying. You know? So I don't know what to, you know, I don't even want to
but
get
But I must say, Brendan, as a long-time fanatic about peanut butter, not the ice cream stuff, not all the rest, but just plain old slick on the top peanut butter. Welcome to the club.
Well, thank you. I mean, you see me eating about every day here. I bring a peanut butter sandwich. And you know, there are other people who still, can't eat. As I said, 1.5 million people. And I got this email you were talking about.
I keep wanting to integrate that into politics. Were those, you think, Republicans or Democrats?
Red State, Blue State, Georgia.
They were liberals. We always take it on the chin.
Okay.
That's what it was.
Okay.
When I was a kid, I used to eat peanut butter and bacon. It was an amazing, amazing taste. Yeah.
Wow. Was your mom like, here we go, Mark, here you're going to have a heart attack. Let's have a heart attack by the time you're 25.
When you're 10, it's 11 years old, time. It's no big deal.
Peanut butter, heart attack. Peanut butter, heart attack.
Well, I don't eat red meat anymore.
Put butter on it. Here's some peanut butter and butter. You think your mom was trying to kill you?
How about peanut butter and bacon? She never knew I did it.
All right.
Well, I want to reach out to these emails that I'm getting about the peanut allergies. We got an email from our listener, Meredith, who said that her friend's mother wants to know more about this because her 12-year-old daughter is deathly allergic to peanuts. And some people, you know, they don't serve peanuts on the planes anymore.
Because
when you open the bag, you're getting the peanut dust in the air, and that could kill someone. Like, that's how sensitive some people are to this allergy. Yeah. So
it's used as a weapon in some countries.
Yeah, right.
the peanut butter dust bomb. There they are. They're meeting again. It's the people allergic to peanuts. We can get them.
We can get them all in one.
What's that smell?
Peanuts.
I'm sorry.
Well, if you're afraid of dying from the peanuts, I just hope that, you know, in the couple of funny little minutes we've had here, that I provide a little hope that you will one day taste the gooey goodness of
the
Peter,
gooey
Peter
goodness.
Pan.
That's what
and if anybody, you know, wants to know more about this stuff, they should, you know, contact us.
There's somebody out there right now writing a suicide note with a jar of Skippy gun. I hope this is worth it. I listen to Brendan on the radio. I don't want to live anymore unless I can experience this.
Well, next time I'm in here, I'll let everybody know. I'm on the road to eating peanuts, so I'll let everybody know what we're actually experimenting with here. Maybe we'll get some like weird, goofy peanut goodness in there. But as Chico Marx said,
peanuts for you.
I'll see you later, guys. All right, thanks a lot, Brendan
B.W. McDonald.
Look,
I want to find out.
I want to hear a song.
Yeah, go ahead. Come on, hit it.
Peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time.
Oh, man, I'm going to have to play that all the time. What are you going to say, Riley?
No, I'm wondering, next week we'll find out which his favorite is.
Yeah.
Of the major brands.
I think we're going to move through a lot of things with Brendan. I got a feeling that this has legs.
Yeah.
The peanut diet. People are out there right now are like, what happened to this show? What are they talking about the issues? Some of us are still fighting for our lives. What do I care if the kid can eat peanut butter? It's peanut butter. Who cares? We're dying. We're dying.
We'll continue to enlighten many of you and annoy many others with more entries from the Peanut Diaries in the new year with Brendan P.W. McDonald, our associate producer. Riley, you have any allergies?
Not really. Okay. I've gotten away. I don't have the tree allergies or the plant allergies or the flower allergies. I'm pretty cool that way.
I don't know. I love the Peanut Diaries only because, you know, it's one thing to be able to try something new. It's another thing to have been forced to, you know, denied that your entire life and then, you know, get to try something new with a vengeance.
I don't know what I would have done had I not been able to eat peanuts. I would have had to eat like chicken livers and chitlins and all that stuff my mother made that I hated.
Yeah.
And I got away with peanut butter instead. So I'm glad I didn't have this kind of allergy.
I'm trying to think what in my life would really bother me if I could never eat it. I mean, could you imagine being allergic to ice cream?
That's what I thought you were going
to
say.
And then being able to eat it again? Then you'd eat it exactly how I eat it now. You know, compulsively and with abandon. And, you know, never ending.